Hey, Daf Maseches Pesachim, Daf Hey. We began our discussion to our Masechta with outlining three components of the search and destroy chametz process. We call them bidika, the search, the bittul, the nullification, the verbal nullification of the chametz, and the beer, the final stage, the destruction of the chametz through what we have, the practice of burning. And we'll see later on the Masechta, there is a debate about how to actually perform this task. Just at the end of yesterday's daf and into today's daf, we're given more background to where these practices come from in the Torah. So Gemara said in yesterday's daf, "Bedikas chametz midorabananhu." Bedikas chametz is rabbinic in nature. Source is rabbinic. The midoraisa, because on a Torah level, the bittul d'almasagile, all person needs to do from the Torah, what's required is a nullification, a verbal nullification, saying that they no longer associate themselves with their chametz. It's gone. It's finished. It's dust of the earth, and so on. Before, and that all has to happen before the time of the Isser Chametz, before the time of the Chametz prohibition kicks in. So where does this all come from? So Gemara for the first part of today's Amud Aleph, and then later on the Amud, sets out to show when exactly this time of prohibition, of eating Chametz, of seeing Chametz, and so on, kicks in. It's not on the night of the 14th, because the Pasuk speaks about the requirement of ridding the chametz from one's house, also known as the mitzvah of tashbisu, and the Torah used the word bayom. So we see that the prohibition really doesn't begin that early. And even furthermore, the Gemara says the morning, meaning the morning of the 14th, also has some leeway because of the word ach bayom, which means ach, meaning yet. The word yet divides the day into parts. The time that one must have removed the chametz by is really the second half of the 14th of Nisan. As the Gemara goes on to explain, based on the pasuk in Shmos, Lamedalad Chafhei, Lo Tishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi, you shouldn't slaughter the Korban Pesach. It's talking about the Paschal, the Pesach sacrifice, which we'll spend lots of time in our Masechta discussing. And you shouldn't sacrifice it while your chametz is still around, al chametz. Shouldn't sacrifice it while it's gone. So that's the source for the prohibition of the time prohibition of when your process of getting rid of the chametz has to be done by. Now, there's a comment in the Makor Chaim that a location that one brings chametz, a location one's house, one brings chametz into throughout the year, that actually requires you to search for it, minatara, he says. This is a very singular opinion, minority opinion in this topic. And he compares it to, he says, you may not even know there's chametz there, but he compares it to fruits that are known that have a chazaka to have bugs in them, and a fruit that has chazaka that have bugs in them, it's prohibited to eat. However, the majority opinion is simple reading of Gemara, the poskim, that bedika, that the searching for the chametz is midivrei sofrim, it's rabbinic enactment, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, chen midivrei sofrim shebodgim mashbisin, Hachametz Balaila, the Rambam says explicitly, and others as well, this is a rabbinic enactment. The scenario, according to most Rishonim, where the search for chametz would actually become a deraisa, it could become a Torah-level concept, is when one did not do the bittul b'leiv, the verbal nullification, in order to fulfill what we've called tashbisu, this destruction of the chametz, through that process. Once that's not done, then the requirement of searching after the time has already elapsed will become a Torah concept. We will come back to delve into this topic when we get to the second parak. Let's finish with a word from the students of the Baal Shem Tov. Our Gemara also picks up the wording of the Pasuk, Ach bayom rishon tashbisu, even on the first day. Yet on the first days, which seems to be referring to the first day of Yom Tov and Pesach. But this can't be the case. As we saw, the Chametz needs to be ridden before the second half of the 14th of Nisan. So I saw one idea from the Imre Emes, one of the Ger Rebbes, who said, we see the power of a Jew to infuse and add Kedusha, Kodesh and Tachol, Mosifin Alachol, Mosifin Kedusha Alachol, that you can even turn the 14th of Nisan into Yom Rishon. Ach, by Yom Rishon, you can turn the Erev Pesach into Pesach. Another beautiful concept from the Tolos Yaakov Yosef. He says, by Yom Rishon is a hint to Yimei Bachrus. It's by Yom Rishon, we need to work on ourselves when we are younger, at Shalayaskin and Yetzirah Ba'adam, so that the Yetzirah shouldn't become in control, shouldn't become old inside of us. The key is humility, symbolized, of course, by the Matzah, as opposed to Gaiva, arrogance, symbolized by the Chametz. Therefore, Ach, by Yom Rishon Tashvisa, work on ourselves at an earlier stage so we can have the strong basics for later on in our lives.